That's the sound of an empty beer can. Hey, hi, how are you? It's Andy. Andy's Things and Stuff. Well, here's the deal. I just spent the last hour doing a podcast with my daughter on Monday night, October 24th, the night before my weekly podcast drop. And it was, okay, it was pretty fun. It was pretty entertaining. It was pretty funny. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good. However, not one peep of my daughter, who I recorded the podcast with, was picked up by the microphone. Yeah, because I screwed up the computer settings for the recording, and it got nothing. So, I'm pissed right now. Like, really pissed. Like, incredibly pissed. I'm so pissed at myself. And when I get pissed, it's usually at myself more than anybody. I'm always way more mad at me than I ever am at anybody else. Like, whatever. I mean, I can certainly be pissed at other people, but like, when I'm at my most angry, it's when I'm pissed at myself. And I'm really pissed at myself right now. Oh, like, it was literally the... Okay, here's how much fun we had. I literally heard her say the word titties for the first time ever in her life. First time ever. Because it was a joke. She told me a joke. It was a really funny joke. You know what? You're not going to hear it. And if you hear it next week when we do it over again, because her schedule is not going to comply with being able to do one between now and, well, anytime reasonably soon. So, yeah. So that's it. Yeah, I don't have a full fresh podcast for you this week. Sorry. I'm going to do it again with her because she was pretty good and it was entertaining. It really was, like, so frustrated. Anyway. Yeah, I did have some notes. The interesting thing was I was going to be, well, it's not interesting, just sort of a quirk of the whole deal. I was going to do one by myself anyway, because she was busy making ice cream with her mom. And she was like, well, I'm making ice cream with mom. Okay, well, I guess then you're not doing a podcast with me then, huh? No, I guess not. Okay, well, whatever. And then she comes down like 15 minutes later like, oh, the eggs are beating or whatever. Like, she uses eggs with it. And the mixer was doing all the work now. So she was going to come do it. And I'm rambling. Anyway, SiouxFallsShooting.com. I have AR rifle skills coming up this Saturday. If you would like to come out for that, just sign up at SiouxFallsShooting.com. What's that class? Well, basically learn to shoot and hit stuff fast and accurately with your AR-15. That's what it is. So, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Also got Intro to Handgun coming up November 5th and South Dakota Enhanced Permit class on November 12th. SiouxFallsShooting.com. Boom. What else is going on? I had written down some stuff for when I thought I was going to be doing it. Oh, yeah. That's why you're hearing an empty beer can, because, well, the summer shandy is, man, it's dwindling. I was at Hy-Vee today, and I was there to get something else, but, of course, the liquor aisle was there, so I went cruising to see if there was any shandy left because I just drank my last one at home two nights ago. I go walking down the aisle. Nope, nothing. Nope, nothing. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'll go get like a 12-pack of Coors Light. Blah. And then I see they still had four 16-ounce cans in the little plastic six-pack ring, only it's only four of them. Well, that's what I got. I got some of those. So it's my last dance with Summer Shandy. I've got... I think six left. I took the last two that there were on the shelf. So I'm going to have to wait a whole 2 months before I can get Summer Shandy again, most likely, unless I run into some. It's so weird with that beer. They make it almost year-round. It's a seasonal beer that they almost make year-round. Why don't they just make it year-round? The shit sells. Just make it year-round. I mean, they're not having trouble moving the stuff. People love it. Just... It may be called Summer Shandy. No one cares about drinking Summer Shandy in January. Just Line and Kugels. Come on. Get with the program. Just make your Summer Shandy year-round. it, you're not depressing me with the picture of the boat and the water skier and the woods and of Wisconsin, whatever. It's fine. Just make it year round. Cause I can tell this is a little on the, it's a little aged, you know, it's not fresh. It's not the freshest summer shandy I've ever had. It's still summer shandy though. So
anyway,
I have the last little bit of the second 16 ounce can. All right. So there's that. What else was I going to talk about? October. It's October. It's actually October's almost over. Happy birthday, Dad. It's my dad's birthday today. Called him earlier, chatted for 45 minutes. And now that he talks to me on the phone with his Bluetooth hearing aids, he doesn't bitch about telephone in your ear anymore. He always got this thing called telephone ear. Ah, I got telephone ear. It was more of a problem with the landline back in the day, but less of a problem now with, you know, cellular phones. He was on a flip phone until just within the last couple of months. He actually went to an iPhone. Thank God, not an Android. I don't know how folks get by with their Androids. My daughter has an Android. I know those of you who love it, you love it. You know, I poo-pooed on the Apple stuff for a long time, but you know, when you just want something to work, it works. It's just the battery's going to quit running at some point. That's basically it. But anyway, it's October. It used to be like my favorite month of the year, and it's still one of my favorites, but not for the same reason it used to be. It used to be because you had, okay, NFL's in full swing. The baseball playoffs are on. I have watched 0 minutes of the baseball playoffs this year because I don't have cable anymore of any kind. I used to have YouTube TV. And we got rid of that because we were literally never watching it. So it was like, am I going to have this just for the baseball playoffs? No, I'm not. Okay. And I think the World Series is still on Fox. So I'll be able to watch that. But I don't care that much. But I've been basically watching the World Series through Instagram highlights. It's basically how I've been getting the World, or the, not the World Series, the playoffs. I haven't seen a minute of a game since the playoffs started, but the playoffs are pretty good. The Yankees are out. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I guess, you know, October's almost over, and I guess there's an election coming up, I guess. I hear there's people running. There's sure a shitload of signs everywhere for people's things. Good on you for, you know, whatever thing you're putting in your yard. Congratulations on that thing. I don't really, especially when it comes to the people, you know, issues, I kind of get like really like, you know, if there was a law that was going to come out that said, you know, silencers are no longer regulated by the National Firearms Act, and that was going to be a thing that I put a sign up in the yard because we're going to vote on it, I'd be like, yes, let's do that, because it's stupid. We're the only country in the world that regulates that gun muffler. Okay, that would be something I would put a sign up in my yard for. I don't think there's a single person running for an elected office I would put a sign in my yard for, because I don't trust any of them. Not one. There's not a single, and even local elections, like if you actually want to be a representative and go to peer in January, February, and March and go do all that, I gotta question why, because you may think like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to make a difference. And then you get there and then whatever all the weird stripper perversion stuff is that goes on in peer during the legislative session, and you know there's some weird shit going on out there, one way or another, is somehow you're going to get corrupted by just being there. I mean, you can't hang out with that many politicians and not turn into at least 30% of a scuzzball. I don't think it's possible. You're just gonna. So, okay, you're running for an office. You're gonna be whatever. All right. I'm sure you're a great whatever you are in your day job, but it's mostly a job for rich and or retired people. It's basically who our elected representatives are. They're either rich or they're retired or both. And yeah, representing the everyman. Okay. Yeah. representing the same, you know, 10% of the population that they come from. So, yeah. It's the system we have. Some of them still have a soul. It doesn't mean they're not slimy, but they do have a soul, at least. Some of them don't at all. But anyway, I think that's about all I got. I'm still really pissed. That hour was so good. It was an hour, a freaking hour, man. And it's just gone. Oh, she makes me laugh hard sometimes. And sometimes she makes me want to pound my head against the wall. But anyway, I'll have my daughter Jackie on next week. And yeah, that's about all I got here. So I got to get ready for bed because I'm tired and I'm pissed. So I'm going to head for bed. And this is all I got this week. So sorry, it's such a short one. If you like the long one, if you like the long one, go back and listen to me and Tyler last week, because that one was a doozy. The best part is my dad still, I talked to him today for his birthday. He still hasn't listened to me. He listened to the first half of it. He hasn't gotten around to the second half. And my mom told him, oh, you're going to love the second half of it. And if you listen to it, you already know that I bring up the story how he shot an elk with his pants around his ankles when he was shitting in the woods, because it was fantastic. Anyway, thanks for listening to this little shorty, and we'll talk to you next week.